When we think about Jesus' disciples during those hours before his death, we do think about all the things they did wrong. But the fact is, they were eager to follow him. They were ready to take on anything. And of course, that was the challenge, wasn't it? There was this overconfidence. We will also hear a bit of a surprise. The night before Jesus died, he told them about something that was going to happen on the third day. When Jesus had finished praying and they had sung a hymn, he went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. Then Jesus told them, "This very night you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter replied, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered. "Today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. Then Jesus went with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was an olive grove, a place called Gethsemane. Jesus and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples.